This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A former senior Saudi security official who helped oversee joint U.S. counterterrorism efforts claimed in an interview with 60 Minutes that the kingdom's crown prince once spoke of killing a sitting Saudi monarch before his own father was crowned king. Saad al-Jabri did not provide evidence to the CBS News program, which aired Sunday. The ex-intelligence official, who resides in exile in Canada, claimed that in 2014, Prince Mohammed boasted that he could kill King Abdullah. At the time, Prince Mohammed held no senior role in government, but was serving as gatekeeper to his father's royal court when his father was still heir to the throne. King Salman ascended to the throne in January of 2015 after his half-brother, King Abdullah, died of state natural causes. Al-Jabri used the interview to warn Prince Mohammed bin Salman that he's recorded a video that reveals even more royal secrets than some of the United States. A short silent clip was shown to 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley. The video, Al-Jabri said, could be released if he is killed. South Asian leaders are meeting this week for their annual summit with world leaders, but without Myanmar's top general. He has been shut out for refusing to take steps to end the deadly violence sparked by his forces' seizure of power in February. Myanmar defiantly protested the exclusion of its military ruler, saying it goes against the bedrock principles of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations that no member should interfere in another's domestic affairs. ASEAN has been under intense pressure to take steps